gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant. Or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey there, Hawk fans. Wanted to jump in quickly. You may have seen over the weekend or recently the Dace Richardson GoFundMe. He is a Hawkeye brother of the Hawkeye Football Brotherhood. Played from 2005 to 2009, and he is currently going through a battle against some surgeries from complications with colorectal cancer. And Pat Anger, one of our good friends, set up a GoFundMe. Hawkeye Nation responded with incredible numbers, and at the time of this recording, we are just shy of $80,000 donated to help Dace with his surgeries. We want to use our podcast for good, and we want to help out Dace. We know that a lot of you out there are big fans of the Hawkeye football team, and Dace was a huge part of that back from 2005 to 2009. We want to let you guys know that right now, any donations, first off, go to the GoFundMe page. Just search Dace Richardson GoFundMe. It will come up and make a donation. If you want to support through the Wash Up Walk-Ons, we're letting you know right now that any donations made through our Patreon subscriptions over the next couple months, so any level $4, $8, or $12 on the Patreon page, half of that proceed is going to go to the Dace Richardson GoFundMe, and 50% of the profits from our Hawks by a Million t-shirts that we sell off of our Washed Up Walk-Ons website, those profits are also going to go to the GoFundMe. So if you guys have it in you and you haven't already to donate to Dace Richardson, either do it through the GoFundMe, or you can also support both the podcast and Dace through subscribing on our Patreon or buying a Hawks by a Million t-shirt. Again, those proceeds are going to go to Dace Richardson. All right, I'm going to leave those links in the description of this podcast, both on the YouTube or the audio version, wherever you're listening. And if you have any questions about that, DM me, Tyler Kluver, and I will get you pointed in the right direction. So thank you guys so much for helping. Hawkeye community is amazing. You've already showed out way more than expected, and I know you will continue to do so. All right, let's get into this episode. Welcome in, guys, to another episode of the Wash Up Walk-Ons. We got a lot to talk about in this episode, a lot going on. Kevin was not able to join us for this one, so it is episode whatever of the Drake and Tyler Show. We talk all about football, Nebraska, Iowa basketball, the suits. Anybody buy GameStop this week? Let's have a day. Let's go. All right, episode 184, supposed to have a guest on this one. It's going to be episode whatever of the Drake and Tyler Show. It's like Drake and Josh, except for it's Drake and Tyler. That'd be funny as hell. Good show, by the way. Quick bookkeeping stuff before we get into this podcast. We got some funny shit. We're going to talk shit about Kevin. We'll get to that, of course. I think Kevin enlisted Drake to talk shit about me for a certain reason, and we'll get to that as well.
And I can't wait.
Yeah, that should be a good conversation. but bookkeeping stuff to start. First of all, Patreon, we've had a few signups. I wanted to let them pile up a little bit before we gave the shout-outs. So, Josh, Bonnie, Lloyd, Grant, Ashley, Alvin, and Kim, welcome to the Walk-On Army. You're real. You're the real
one. And I'm pretty confident that Bonnie is my Aunt Bonnie. So, thank you, Aunt Bonnie. Love you.
Well, absolute legend. Now, speaking of the Patreon, you guys are going to hear it if you listen through the intro. I did a little self-ad on the Dace Richardson GoFundMe. Many of you in the Hawkeye community have already donated to his GoFundMe page. If you haven't, search Dace Richardson GoFundMe. You'll find it. Pat Anger set it up. He's going through a little bit of a hard time, some surgery, some hardship, and the Hawkeye Nation raised already an insane amount of money for him. And I decided, executive decision, that in the next 2 months, in all the way through March, if you subscribe to the Patreon, if you're already subscribed to the Patreon and you up your membership or you commit to annual, which, by the way, gets you 2 free months anyway, or you go and purchase a Hawks by a Million t-shirt, all of those proceeds are going to go to the Dace Richardson GoFundMe page. So,
and Tyler's executive decision is backed by everybody. So
yeah. So if you needed a reason to donate, or you needed a reason to, you know, support the podcast, now you have a double reason where it does it both ways. So thank you guys for doing that. Obviously, you don't have to, but thank you if you do. Secondly, a little self-promotion. The end of the month is nearing. It is the 27th as we record this, the 28th or later as you listen to this. So if you catch it in the 3 days, the promotion for my one-on-one coaching, if you want to take control of your life and stop being a fat shit, hit me up, DM me, one-on-one coaching, 25% off for your first 3 months. Also, next Monday, the February challenge begins, FastFit Challenge. If you would like let's go 31% off, you can do the math, code, hit me up, DM me, first 10 to DM me, I'll give you a 31% off whatever the fuck I'm doing over there.
That's a pretty stout way to promote your stuff, you know, tell people to stop being a fat shit.
Hey, you want to know what? Honestly, the most effective marketing slash trying to get through to people is when you kind of call them on their shit when it comes to fitness, is at least what I've found. It's pretty remarkable, like, how many times people will see a tweet and be like, damn, I felt personally called out, and it's time for me to fucking turn it around. So, hey, it is what it is. I mean, you're either going to take control of your health or you're not, right? It'd be great for you to be around on this earth for a long time. If you don't want to be, then you can join Drake. So that's it. Now, right before this podcast, we had a guy, Stuart Halstead, big-time, long-time listener of the podcast. He commented on the Big Ten Network's post of Pat Fitzgerald getting a 10-year extension and just simply commented, "Fat Fitzgerald!" exclamation point. And then tagged me on Twitter and said, "Let's see how long they leave this up." Absolutely stellar work out of you, Stuart. We love that. We love that. Next, let's see. Plug that. I'm going to do one more housekeeping thing, and it's going to be this, because I've seen a few other podcasts do this lately. And we're always about growing, getting more people. I have people every month tell me, "Yo, I just found the podcast. You guys are 180 episodes in. I literally just started listening to you guys." In fact, I want to read you this message, Drake, that we got from a Nebraska fan. This astounded me.
I wonder if they went back to episode 6 or so.
Evan Corey. This was on our Facebook page. "So I'm a Husker. My brother is a Hawkeye. He told me about you guys about a week and a half ago. And 154 episodes later, ... LOL, I listen to your show every night at work. You, Kevin, and Drake's crazy ass do a wonderful job. Don't change. Keep doing great things. And go Big Red." What?
That's pretty tremendous.
If we're converting fans, I'm all about that shit.
Yeah, I'd be pretty proud of that if we're converting fans.
Also got a comment from Austin. I won't say his last name just for privacy reasons, but through the Walk-On Army on Patreon. So he's already subscribed. Thank you, Austin. He messaged me and said, "Hey, guys, I'm a huge fan of the Walk-Ons podcast. You don't know me, but I wanted to reach out and thank you. You have inspired myself and a buddy to start our own podcast. Like you, we had no experience before we started. Simply a passion to talk about sports. We are only a couple episodes in, but we have seen constant growth in our social media, our number of downloads in the last couple weeks, and we're learning to produce consistent content, edit, grow a fan base and organically, and all the other stuff that goes along with this. It has been incredibly enjoyable. Anyway, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just want to let you know how much that we appreciate everything you guys do for Hawkeye Nation." I mean,
yeah, that's great, but you better not be stealing our viewership, kid.
God damn. Right, making me feel like Pat McAfee. Okay, so some interesting things. Now, anyway, back to what everyone's been doing. I want to ask you guys a simple favor. All right, we get, you know, a few thousand listeners on this show. For those of you that are out there who may have, I mean, you know another Hawkeye fan. You know multiple people who are Hawkeye fans that probably don't listen to us on a regular basis. I challenge you to do this. Right? And this is me begging. All right? So I want you to, you know,
this is getting very busting with the boys ask. You're asking the tier ones to bring along the tier twos. And
dude,
the tier twos to,
I need it.
You know?
I need everyone out there to act like it's show and tell day. All right? And we're what you're show and telling to your friend. I need it to be bring your kid to work day. All right? And we are work. And you're bringing your kid or your – well, maybe not your kid because we did talk about Keith and I sucking each other off last night. So and granted, the fans love that on Twitter, all right? Multiple people love that, all right? We'll talk about that more. But I need you to bring a friend to the party, okay? And maybe if your friend then sticks on as a listener and they DM us later on and say, "Hey, back when you asked a friend to bring a friend, I was that friend, and now I'm a listener to the podcast," maybe we'll throw out some free T-shirts, okay? If they say that you're the reference. But we need more people, and I'm begging you. 184 episodes in. Now, I've talked way too much. Drake, tell me about your day. Tell me about your jiu-jitsu training. Tell me about the prep. I think you
compete. I'm going to do none of that. I am going to fulfill the duty that I was set to do in episode 184 by Kevin,
right,
our third co-host that I have respect for.
This will be a good conversation.
Listen, I'm about to explain to all of you why Tyler Kluver's a piece of shit. And
there's a few. There's a few reasons.
Okay, but this guy knows how often we talk about stocks and investing and futures and this, that, and the other in the Benton group chat, and how investment minded 90% of the group is. And this guy catches wind that Reddit was about to tank these hedge funds who were shorting certain publicly traded companies. Kluver catches wind of this, invested in himself, hits an 800% return basically overnight. And then as we're discussing how insane this is and how we all would have loved to have gotten in on it, you know, this is a once in a lifetime miss. Kluver texts, "Ha, got it, went in for this amount, got 800% more." And that is why Kluver is a piece of dog shit, because even if you catch wind of a potential miracle like that, a quantum leap, as Coach Ferentz would refer to it as, you don't see very often, you just let the bros know. And here we are having this conversation.
Now, when you lay it out like that, okay, sounds bad. Puts me in a real tough spot here. And I think you did it justice in kind of what Kevin was hoping for. Now, I will say this. I have been, since middle of September, researching on the low. Other than my wife, no one's really gotten to hear about it because I felt literally so stupid trying to learn, because there's a lot to learn about stocks, you know, and then further than that, options, calls, puts, you know, long-term investing strategy, swing trading, day trading, all the shit. And I'm just now starting to feel comfortable. Now, I know what a lot of you are thinking. You're like, oh, Tyler, Kluve, this market isn't a real market. This isn't normal. And I get that. I understand. Okay? I literally jumped in right at the major dip that kind of happened in the fall, and we ran shit up for like the last 4 months. Okay? And then it kind of it's leveled off in January here. And now this wild shit is happening with Reddit, Wall Street Bets, the retail investor, as they say, taking power over the hedge funds, which absolutely, they 2 hours before this shut down the Wall Street Bets Reddit page, and it, supposedly it's back up by now, but they're trying to, I'm telling you what, these suits, man, they're trying to fuck everybody. I mean, they've been fucking everybody. And then when the tables get turned, then they start bitching and like trying to go to the government and trying to get this regular, like, oh, and I'm not big on really, you know me, we've talked about it in the group chat. I'm not one for, you know, really giving a shit about regulations or what rules are put into place, but because I've taken an interest into this trading thing, and I legit, and I know a ton, everyone out there is going to say, oh, you can't beat the market, all this bullshit. I don't believe in that. And we can have a conversation. Many hedge funds, they're like, oh, 85% of hedge funds, they don't outperform the market year on year. Well, it's harder as a hedge fund because you're actually moving the price of you have to publicly publish what you're trading. You're buying in super large quantities that you can't really do get in, get out like you would if you were an individual investor, all this bullshit. I'm actually invested in this like it might become my full-time gig. And now I'm pissed because the suits are trying to do suit things. All right, and you're right. I didn't tell y'all. I caught this AMC move. So first it was GameStop on Monday. I caught this AMC move. So GameStop happens. Basically what happens is Reddit's picking companies with this is where I get stupid, either low float or high float, which means the amount of shares that are unclaimed out in the market. I believe it's high float because it allows for retail investors to then go in and buy a shitload of shares at an amount at which will start to heavily affect the price of this of whatever equity we're talking about. And, of course, all these hedge funds are banking that these things go down, right? And so they're shorting it. Not going to go into that. So I heard that AMC was next. AMC movie theaters, they haven't even fucking been open for the last however many months but now it's like a multi-billion dollar company because of what Reddit has pushed into it. So I got in on it Monday night and said fuck it with a few dollars. And what do you know? It happened to be the next one. It hit. But on my side of things, if I say, hey, and I understand, I didn't need it explained to me, but I just needed the confirmation of like, hey, if I give you a move, because my Twitter feed is almost entirely investing guys now, guys who are trading, giving trading ideas. If I give them an idea in the chat that tanks and all the boys lose a couple G's on something that I said, don't necessarily like being in that position, right? But Ike said in the chat, he's like, hey, if you give us a pick and we decide to go into it, it's on us. We made the decision. So from now on, I'm going to give them the picks. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, I made money and the boys didn't. And that's okay because I'm probably the most poor out of the fucking six of us.
Okay, so when you put it like that, yes, we're happy for you. But the fact that the boys could have easily – and I mean easily been celebrating a $250,000 night last night.
Yeah.
Easily, Kluver. Do you understand that? We'd have been on this podcast celebrating at least a $250,000 night.
what I should have done in hindsight is I should have said, hey, boys, I've got this idea. I've got this info following a bunch of guys that think this thing's going to pop. Slide me 5% of your profit.
General managers ask questions to find the right players, like, do they have ice in their veins? When you're hiring, you can use Indeed assessments to make sure you find the right candidates with the skills you need. Don't just hope your perfect candidate will find you. Indeed's hiring tools help you cut through the noise to hire faster and smarter. In fact, Indeed Instant Match provides a list of quality candidates whose resumes are on Indeed the moment you post a sponsored job. And with Indeed assessments, choose from 135 skills tests to help make sure you're finding applications from people with skills you need. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
If this thing takes off, here's the pick. And then you're right. With the kind of money that obviously Josie and Ike are making, and they've been investing, those two longer than any of us, and, you know, you're not hard for cash. Kevin, he's not here because he's out whining and dining people, because all he gives a fuck about is how fat his wallet is. And
hey, listen. Hey, what did Marshawn Lynch say? Get your chicken.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
No, he said get your chicken.
Okay. That's cool. How about them Subway commercials with him rolling in the tire?
Kind of Marshawn funny. Lynch is a commercial god.
He's funny as hell, dude. Speaking of Kevin at dinner, do you think he ever goes, like, he lines up a dinner with, like, a female doctor? And I know he's got a girlfriend now, but Kevin's not one to, you know. You think he's, like, footsie under the table with her trying to secure that deal? Or what's going on there, you think?
No, I bet he's, like, do you like powerlifting? And then he's like, oh, you don't? Well, here. And he unbuttons a button of his shirt.
Yeah.
Do you like it now?
Kevin is – no, Kevin's – he's born to, like, take people to dinner. Like, he's a – although I wouldn't have ever called him a sales guy. He is a very, like – he's schmoozy. Which makes him good at that job. I wonder, I mean, Stryker pays for all of that. Like, Kevin's eating fat, like, 16-ounce ribeyes. And that's fantastic. Okay. A few things happened. Obviously, we just talked about the fucking Wall Street bets, the market, all this bullshit. There's not a lot of football other than, and it's probably what I'll clickbait this episode with, there was a mass exodus from Lincoln, Nebraska yesterday. And I don't know if you saw that because you don't follow Twitter. Three offensive starters decided that they're not coming back. They're transferring out of Nebraska.
Which ones?
Cade Warner, Kurt Warner's son. Luke McCaffrey, who comes from an absolutely legendary family.
This is his second transfer.
Yeah, because he came from
Michigan.
Yeah, so he's gone. And I believe his first name is Matt Farniok, starting lineman, has like a shitload of starts, I believe. Like a 2-year starter maybe, or at least a 1-year starter. All leaving. All starters, all leaving. This does not look good for the Huskers, who were already in a bad spot. I think Frost has 1 year and he's fired. I think Frost has 1 year and he's fired. Because they're not going to do good next year. That will be year 4.
At this point, I don't even know if it's Frost's fault. Like, let's think about it from this standpoint.
I would agree.
He did well at two schools in a row with the same type of kids. And then he goes to a school and it just implodes on him. But it was already kind of imploding, and they were begging him to dig it out of the trash.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't think it's this guy's fault, but he's going to definitely take the blame for it.
I don't think it is either. It's so tough because, like, who could come dig that thing out of? I mean, you've got a couple guys who, if you bring in, could.
Dude,
maybe,
nobody's taking that job if they fire Scott Frost. We already talked about this.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. Is like, you've got maybe three guys who are legend coaches at their. You know, you bring in if somehow you could get Nick Saban to leave Alabama and come to Nebraska. The Huskers still aren't over 500 in 3 years. Like, they're still not going to be there. It just doesn't work that way, and so it's such a shitty – honestly, I always bring up Marshalltown, but it's like the Marshalltown job, dude. Like, who's going to Marshalltown to start a dynasty, right? And Marshalltown used to be good. That, you know, you have your heyday, and then you kind of realize the demographics of things, and it's like, well – Des Moines got all the talent. Des Moines got all the growth. I'm going to go coach at Waukee or Johnston or one of the smaller towns that are starting to grow. I ain't going to Marshalltown. Same thing here. They want to go to places that are hot. Nebraska is cold, man.
Bro,
the coldest.
Nebraska, in every sense of the word, is cold.
They're so
that
cold.
That program is frozen.
They're so cold. They're so far deep into the frozen tundra. They've got fans converting and coming over to the walk-on army. I mean,
I don't. Do you understand how ludicrous of a thought that is?
It's wild.
The fundamentals that this podcast is based around. One of the pillars that holds this podcast together is fuck Nebraska.
It's one of the if there was like three or four pillars that this house was built on, one of them is straight up a fuck Nebraska.
And guess what? And their fans are converting to us. That's
and they suck so bad. They suck so bad that they're seeking out the trash talk because it's funny.
Oh no.
So I don't know. I don't know. Saw Toussaint, the Iowa basketball team, preparing to play Illinois, another great Big Ten team, should be an incredible basketball game. Toussaint was asked about the chippiness between them last year and said if that adds an extra layer, was asked if that adds an extra layer to this game. And Toussaint's response was dead on Drake Kulik. He said, yeah, man, I just don't really like anybody. I believe the question was asked in like, because you guys don't like Illinois, does that add an extra layer to things? And Toussaint was just like, man, I gotta be honest, I just don't like anybody.
That is just absolutely incredible.
And I retweeted it and I said, man, I feel this a lot. And he went on to say, like, you know, when you're competing, it's not like you walk onto the court and you roll out there and you're like, oh, we're playing against some buddies today. Like, you hate – there's this competitive, like, disdain for the other team no matter what. You're trying to beat them. But the way he said it was fantastic.
Dude, all it took for me was watching the other team come out of the tunnel. That's all it took. And I immediately had hatred burning a hole in my heart.
Yeah, same. Yeah. So, football, NFL, there's one game left. I'm rocking.
Well, we got to talk about what just happened, dude. We haven't discussed the fact that our podcast pick went down.
Yeah, so I'm wearing the hat. I'm wearing the Bills hat for one last time this year until the fall rolls around. The Bills finally went down. Our boy, Ike and Epi and Micah Hyde, they will no longer be in contention for the trophy. Sad day. The Chiefs woke up and really dismantled them. And the Chiefs are damn good. And we talk shit, and it's probably karma because we said, hey, Ben, you're not going to like this, but we're cheering for the Bills. And then they went out and fucking crushed it. And they're good as fuck. And on the other side of things, I was on Green Bay. At least you guys went 1-for-1. I was on Green Bay and A-Rod and up in Lambeau. And Tom, I wish Kevin was here because I'd give him the bird again on Tom, because here we are, Tom Brady back in the Super Bowl, and I'm really happy for T-Daddy Wirfs and our boy Anthony Nelson. I'm really excited to get those guys both back on the podcast after this crazy season, but Buccaneers versus the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, man.
Who are we picking? We don't have to pick yet, do we?
No, we don't. It's,
who are we leaning? Who are we leaning on?
Man, after what the Chiefs did to the Bills, dude, it's really hard to just not pick them to repeat.
But what about the Tampa front seven against the the Chiefs, you know?
They have. I mean, you talked about it. We actually had a guy message trying to argue that the Chiefs' current roster, you know, when you went on your whole thing about the Tampa Bay roster being like,
yeah,
one of the
just
best
about the offense.
He was like, damn, you got to look at that Chiefs roster again. And I get his arguments, whatever. And that's, you know, hearsay. You could argue that all day. But regardless of the argument, you come out on the other side and it's two incredible rosters. And man, I just don't know if the Buccaneer defense can defend the Chiefs. It might be a shootout. Tom might do his darndest to will that team to victory. My initial thoughts is it's like this crazy, like, 41-37 game or something
They're
like that.
They're playing a home Super Bowl. First time ever.
That is crazy, right? The first time that ever that that a team has hosted the Super Bowl, they've been the home squad.
That's got to be worth points, dude.
I would say maybe one or two. They don't have to travel. You know, they're in a familiar locker room. They're in, you know, I think it goes underrated, undervalued the way that you can just wake up, drive, you know, take your normal drive to the stadium. It's your own routine.
You know that the climate change is legit. If they catch a hot day, that is legit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I still lean Chiefs. I don't know what the line's going to be here. I would imagine it's going to be probably close to 3, just because that's where every close NFL game sits. It might be higher than that. It might even be like 5. I'm sure it's out. I'm not going to look. But we'll be picking that next week, a week from now. Man, sad to see Ikey and the boys go down. You know, also Kirksey and Josh Jackson lost for the Packers. We talked about it. Somebody had to lose. We had Hawks on all 4 teams. So 2 Hawkeyes are going to walk away with the Super Bowl ring, which is fantastic. And that's about it. The game is a little under 2 weeks from today, week and a half. And I'm excited. But we'll see. Any other thoughts?
Nah, not for tonight.
That's really it, man. Kevin left us hanging. He's playing footsie with doctors.
Dude, our guest left us hanging. Kevin left us hanging.
Guest left us hanging. The guest said he's going to be on. He's going to record with us tomorrow. So when some of you guys are listening to this a couple hours after it comes out, we hopefully are recording another episode. I have another guest that is not going to flake on us lined up for Sunday. I think that will be a funny episode for you guys. Probably not someone you guys remember, but a guy that has great stories. And, yeah, we're just so thankful, man. All those new Walk On Army members, remember the Patreon deal, remember everything I talked about at the beginning of this thing, and remember, fuck Nebraska, you know, because it's a pillar. We should just make T-shirts. I mean, we'd sell a lot of them. Which, by the way, we need to come out with some more merch soon. We have to do some merch.
I really want to make a merch drop for the Patreon only of us just dropping our balls on the state of Nebraska.
And we could do that, and we could. Maybe if you're a podcast listener, maybe shoot any design ideas my way or the walk-ons account. I really want Neil to not be such a fucking suit, dude. He is a suit.
He's a suit.
Neil
is
a suit.
The ultimate suit.
He's a suit, and he shut down the retail entrepreneur in us trying to make a sick-ass Kirk's dog. I'm so fucking livid about that, man. Oh, woo!
Dude, that's where we leave this bitch. I'm hot now. I need a shower. I need to fucking cool down.
Oh, Kirk's dogs is still it's on the back burner, dude. And don't worry. It's coming. Don't worry. It's coming, Neil. All right? You suit. Talk to you next time. Peace.
I'm MJ Acosta Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo. We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams. Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today. So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts. And be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram, too.